Good morning, and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church on this, the first Sunday in Advent. It's a blessing to be in the house of our Lord as we begin our preparations for the celebration of Christmas throughout our season of Advent. As you may have noticed, we didn't quite get all of our Christmas decorations up just yet due to our snowstorm yesterday, so we'll try and do that after our second service. If you'd like to come back around 12:30, be happy to have you. As many hands make light work to be able to finish decorating our sanctuary for the celebration of Advent and Christmas. We'll worship this morning using Divine Service Setting 3, beginning on page 184 in our hymnals, and we will have Deaconess Kim Biltman here following our service. She'll give a presentation in the Fellowship Hall about her work going on in Leipzig, Germany, so hopefully you can stick around for that. Enjoy some coffee and donuts along with our education hour with Deaconess Kim Biltman. We sing now our first hymn, hymn 334, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You?
Thank you.
We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. And I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Behold, your King is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Advent is from Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it, and many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 13. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that were before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowd said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Together we confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We're seated now as the hymn of the day is sung.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Isaiah the prophet had seen so much. The 10 tribes of Israel, the northern kingdom, had already fallen to the Assyrians. The Assyrian king, a man named Sennacherib, was on his way to do the same to the holy city of Jerusalem. Before he could besiege that city, however, Yahweh God saw fit to snuff out the whole Assyrian army in that place. The number dead reached 185,000, as recorded in Isaiah 37 and 2 Kings 19. Though spared from that attack in 701 BC, the southern kingdom of Judah was given no license to sin. They needed to remain on the path of the just, the righteous living that God expected for the people of His covenant. And if they refused and failed to keep God's word, the spirit of His word, they would suffer the same devastation as their northern kinsmen. Sadly, Judah in the south succumbed to their sinful natures, and they rejected the covenant of God. Judah was invaded later on by the Babylonians around 605 BC, and Jerusalem had completely fallen less than 20 years later. Isaiah was called by Yahweh God to give warning to Judah before that destruction, to the holy city of Jerusalem before its fall, to speak words of comfort to them, to remember that word of God after their fall. The Old Testament reading assigned for this, the first Sunday in Advent, are the words of Isaiah regarding the future of Judah. The future of Jerusalem. And there Isaiah states what will happen in the latter days, which is a time indicator pointing ahead to the period following the Messiah's arrival. While Jerusalem and Judah would see a rebirth of sorts before the Lord's coming, the higher fulfillment of Isaiah's prophetic words would be found in the coming of the Christ. The faithful people of God would keep in mind that future fulfillment of Isaiah's vision, even while they witnessed the new rise of Jerusalem and Judah. And as great as that new Jerusalem may have been, it was never to be the supreme. That would come with the Lord's Christ. And we can see the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophetic words in what the Lord Jesus establishes in His ministry, and especially now in the church. Mount Zion and Jerusalem, they were never geographically the highest of the mountains, but spiritually, the church, the completed Jerusalem, is the highest. All the nations of the world now flow to the gospel, as there are Christians in every land and every place. Believers of every tribe and language and tongue come, and they say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the God of Jacob." It is there, in the Lord's church, that we are taught His ways, and where we walk in the paths of grace and mercy and peace. The faithful people of God, they would keep all of these things in mind, allowing these prophecies to give them hope, to give them excitement for the still coming of the Lord's Messiah. The faithful people of God, like Adam and Noah and David and Isaiah, have long known that the coming of the Lord was to bring salvation to all. They knew all are sinners, and all are in need of God's forgiveness. They knew that there was no other way possible to dwell in the very holy presence of Almighty God, that only through the gift of righteousness, granted through faith, could sinners even stand in the place before God. They knew the Lord's Christ, His anointed one, was the one who would come and He would make that happen. The faithful longed for this. They could not wait for His arrival to see the Son of Man, the Ancient of Days in all of His glory, standing firmly upon the earth, bringing light and bringing salvation. This Christ, the Son of God incarnate, He would be the true King. He would succeed where all others had failed. He would be the Son of David, prophesied long before, who would rule over all of the house of Jacob and all of the world. Oh, how they longed. They yearned for this coming. And we do the same today. We eagerly await for the King's arrival upon the earth. He is the same King, the Son of David, the Son of God incarnate, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has already entered into this realm, into this world once, what Isaiah and the rest longed to see. Jesus has done that work for our salvation by defeating sin and death and the devil. And He does so through His own suffering, His agony, His bloody sweat upon the tree of the cross. Christ Jesus has established His true people here upon the earth. All those who trust in Him, who have faith in Him for eternal life, who bear His mark, the seal of the cross upon their forehead, is washed upon them in the waters of baptism. And His church, His people today, serve as beacons of light into all the world, the voice calling out in the wilderness to make way, the pathway of our Lord, to repent and to believe in the gospel. For it is true that the kingdom of God is at hand. And so as the cue to His own faithful people, the Lord Jesus enters into the holy city of Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, of a beast of burden. It was prophesied by Zechariah, and the faithful knew it. Rough paths were made smooth for Jesus, for the King, as coats and palm branches were strewn on the road before Him. The people cried out their hosannas, which means save us now. And true repentance does exactly that. It cries out to the Lord Jesus, Hosanna, save us now. For He is the source of our salvation as we turn away from our sin and turn toward our Savior. With the coming of the King, the people greeted Him as Jesus, the one who had said to His faithful, take heart, for your redemption is drawing near. And those without faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, they will always fear His coming. But those with faith in the Lord Jesus will always celebrate His coming. And that is what we get to do. The season of Advent is a season of preparation, like that of Lent before Easter. The birth of Christ is met with the joyful message of the angels. And yet the reason for our Lord Jesus' birth here into this world to win our salvation is because we are sinners. We are in need of the Lord's greatest help, our forgiveness. Jesus had to come and take on our flesh and be born into this world if he was to save us from our sin. And that he gladly and willingly chose to do. As we view the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, both as law and as gospel, so we view Christ's birth the same. But all of it is for the glory of God and is done by the Lord Jesus out of his unconditional love for us and for all the world. That is the mark of the true King, the one who has all power and all might, all honor and blessing, and sees fit to use it to serve everyone else. Isaiah was chosen, called by God, and thus blessed to speak forth the word of God that made that promise that the greatest rise of Jerusalem and Judah was still to come. And as all of the scriptures proclaim it, it is about Jesus. In Christ Jesus, his church is elevated above all the rest, above the entire world. Nations rise, nations fall, but the church of Christ continues on. Heaven and earth pass away, the Lord Jesus said, but the word of the Lord endures forever. The house that Christ builds cannot be broken, and it will not fall. On Palm Sunday, the Lord Jesus entered into the holy city of Jerusalem, which would lie in ruins a mere 40 years later. And though it would be rebuilt, it would never again be the same. For Christ, as King, does not deign to dwell in a mere building or two here upon the earth, but he makes each heart of every single believer his home here in this world, his dwelling place upon the earth. And it is in John's gospel that we hear of the palm branches used specifically at Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And it is John in his vision of the revelation that reveals the countless hosts around the throne of the Lamb with palm branches in their hands. Advent is that season of preparation for the welcoming of Christ, the coming of the Lord Jesus the King, as he has done so in the past through his incarnation and his birth. He does so now. He comes to us in the present through his word and through the sacraments. And he will do so again in the future in his glorious return. Christ, our Lord, is worthy. Worthy of all honor, all praise, and he will receive an even greater welcome at his return as we lift up our heads and rejoice, for our redemption is drawing near. For Christ, the true and perfect King, shall reign forever and ever. What great joy we shall know in that great day and forevermore. Amen. The peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand together to sing the offertory. We're seated once more as the tithes and offerings are collected. Take a brief moment to acknowledge any new members of our congregation who have joined the church in the last few months. There's a few listed in the bulletin. I don't think any of them are here. Jan is not here, I don't think. David Lee might be in second service. Heather Poole will go through adult confirmation. She was going to do that today, but the weather has kept her from being here this morning, so we'll plan that for a couple Sundays from now as soon as possible. But anybody else recently joined the church? All right.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptizer prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith to life everlasting. Heart in peace.
We stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You may be seated. Special thank you to our men's choir. I know they were up there and participating as well as Keith Williams making the drive-in, and for all of you making the drive-in throughout the cold weather and the snow following the storm. We give thanks to God for this opportunity to be together in the house of our Lord. We do have a voters meeting 1 week from today at 1 o'clock in our fellowship hall. That'll decide the budget for the next calendar year. So if you're a member of the congregation and want to participate in that, we invite you to do so 1 week from today, 1 o'clock in our fellowship hall. Next Eat Night for our school is 1 week from tomorrow, as tomorrow is the 1st of December. So December 8th, that'll be at Applebee's in Savoy. So make sure you make note of that. If you want to go, take one of those flyers that are on the table. That is Applebee's in Savoy 1 week from tomorrow, the next Eat Night for our school. We do have a hats and mittens collection going on in our school entryway. There's a Christmas tree there, and you can put hats and mittens on there as a collection for those who are in need in our community. And there'll be a tree in the fellowship hall soon as well. I believe you can put them there also. We do have our Advent family night coming up this coming Friday, so if you want to join us for that, you're welcome to do so. That starts at 5:30 in our fellowship hall, and then following that, on Saturday is our cookie walk, so if you want to join with that or donate some cookies, you can sign up for that on the bulletin board as you find that in the hallway. I believe that's everything else. Oh, we do have midweek services coming up this Wednesday, 3:30 and 7:15, both the same service. I believe there's a meal to be prepared in between. Yes? All right. Just want to make sure of that. Otherwise, I'd have to buy it. So thank you for helping out with that. Other than that, you can find announcements printed within your bulletin. We do go forth in the name of our Lord, and we greet each other in his peace. Oh, wait. Hang on. Deaconess Kim Biltman is back there. Did you want to say anything at this point? Hi. Okay. All right. Join her in the fellowship hall. She'll be leading a presentation on her work in recent months, if not the last year, going on in Leipzig, Germany. So now we go forth in the name of our Lord.